They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild. They've gone wild.
Wild chatter. Okay, wild chatter.
I'm gonna fucking see my pants.
And all you'd ever hear me say is that picture me with you. And so you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. Summoning, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get
what I want.
Since you've been gone.
So hard to do.
Since you've been gone.
All right. What's up, guys?
Thought we'd wake you up with some Kelly.
Thanks for that.
Thanks, Kel.
We just needed a little auto-tune.
Need a little auto-tune edge.
Make us sound good.
With our balloons from last night.
For our balloon edge.
We suck thy helium from thy balloon.
Today, we decided to look up some fun sex fetishes for you guys.
Some of them we don't even know we're pronouncing it correctly.
Or... yeah. I don't know if this. Some of this is supposed to be
okay,
like
wait,
silent.
Say that word.
But
say that word.
Don't judge me if I get it wrong.
I don't know if some of this is supposed to be silent. I feel like all fetishes are supposed to be silent.
Acrotomophilia.
So to me, that sounds like it would be acrobatic philia.
Yeah, no. This is...
I'm a dick and an acrobat.
This is when a person experiences a strong sexual interest for amputees. They look at amputees as objects that they can use for their sexual desires. They are mostly attracted to their physically disabled.
Wow.
They feel it's easy to control and use as sexual objects.
So like, get over here, dick sleeve.
I think, isn't that when, like, the girl doesn't have the leg and they're, like, perfect? The extra leg is always in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can really toss her around.
They can really, like, you know how, like, guys try to put your one leg up?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be like that all the time.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of work.
Because, wow.
I mean, do you think that's a vulnerable state to be in?
What?
As the amputee.
Sex with no legs?
As the amputee and they're tossing you around like a fucking rag doll.
I don't know. I think I'd be into that.
Really?
Well, think about it. How much does each leg weigh? What, like 20 pounds? 20 pounds?
I don't know, actually.
You'd lose 40 pounds, bro.
Depends on how muscly your leg is.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think about each leg weighs about 20 pounds, give or take. I think this one's probably like a 17.5, and this one's probably like an 18.
Oh, you got a buffer leg.
I think I got a buffer leg.
A buffer leg.
I think I got a buffer leg now.
That's interesting. I don't know about any other... that's the only thing I could think of with not having one leg.
Okay, wait. I have a weird question for you. Mm. Do you shave your butt crack?
Do I?
Yeah.
Depends on how soft my razors are. If I have one that's all, like, soapy edged, yes.
So, sometimes I forget about the butt crack, and it has been one of those months because...
oh, no.
Bro, I can twizzle my butt hairs.
Ugh, that's so TMI. I, like, was telling my man... that I wanted to have my bestie Sid wax my butt crack.
Oh,
and he was like,
"Did she do that?
He was like,
"Oh, anal waxing?"
I mean, she used to do the kitty and everything for people, but she thinks it's disgusting. And he was like, "Oh, she would so do yours."
Did she ever slip a finger?
Not in mine.
No, ew. No, by accident when she was waxing a vajage.
One time, I mean, I should save these for her when she comes on, but one time she was like waxing this girl's vagina and she was so used to fucking seeing vaginas. God damn it. I spilled my drink everywhere.
Are you fucking kidding
well,
me?
Well, the dog did. She was so used to seeing vaginas that it didn't seem like a vagina to her anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was so like common and she got like a residue wax on this girl's clit, so she's like, let me get my oil, and she's like scrubbing the clit like chiseling gum off a wall, you know what I mean? The girl's just sitting there like totally getting aroused.
She's like, is she flicking my pee?
Literally. And Sydney's down with her face in it, just and the girl's just like, okay, this is exciting. And then she realized what she's doing, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I don't even think of vaginas as, like, vaginas anymore, you know? I'm so used to looking at them.
She's like, I'm just trying to get a hairless baby.
Seriously.
She's like, let me get a spot off. She's, like, licking it.
Oh, my fucking God. I feel like I need to get a towel for my mess.
All right, hold on.
Thank you. That's much better now.
Okay. All right, Jake, clean up her fucking mess first. Here we go. Axillicism. Axillism. The desire to have sex with an armpit.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
That's not in there.
It's difficult trying to imagine how the act happens or how it works. Does the imagination play a huge role in the process? Do you apply lube?
Oh, I don't know. See, a little simple deodorant might do the trick.
A little simple. Yeah, not your natural shit.
So that must be a guy's fetish, because can a girl fuck somebody's armpit? I don't think so.
No, it has to be where you put your dick in it.
That's interesting.
Put your dick in the armpit.
Yes.
Dick in the armpit.
Yeah, do you apply, like, what does your deodorant, isn't there, like, aluminum in that? Couldn't that affect the dick?
Maybe if there was a gel deodorant.
What if you get the fucking deodorant in your pee-pee hole and you get an infection?
Ew.
Be careful out there, men.
With your armpit fucking addictions.
Yeah, what if the armpit's hairy and it's itchy and scratchy?
I think that would be better.
Oh, you think they like that better? I think slippery and wet would be better.
You think like a smooth-shaped armpit?
I think you would have to lube it up, and then the arm has to be real strong.
Ooh,
clamped down on the cock.
Do you think they like it sweaty?
Probably.
It's kind of
an armpit.
It's kind of like a titty fuck.
Yeah, but an armpit fuck.
Armpit fuck. Okay, there's another one called corpophilia.
Oh, that's the corpse one, right?
Ew, no. When someone has an arousal with feces. Yes, guys, poop.
What?
Some of them even want their partners to defecate on them so bad to be able to achieve an orgasm.
Yeah, they want you to shit on their chest. I've heard that a lot, and I'm like, what kind of sick fuck would want a shit on their chest?
Doesn't that kill the vibe? Doesn't it
stinky?
It's so stinky.
It's the stinkiest I've ever heard of.
Why would you want to shit on your chest to get your dick off?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Do you think it's during sex that they're fucking and they're like, okay, get off my dick and shit on my chest?
Yeah, it's time.
Or do you think it's like before? Like before the sex? Like, can you shit on my chest so I can get a mad boner?
And then, like, how is the female okay with fucking him after she just shit on his chest? Doesn't it stink? Like her own poop?
Mm-hmm. And then does she wipe?
Yeah, do they wipe it clean? Are you fucking and there's poop getting all over the bed?
Does he eat the butthole?
Do you have to wash the sheets now?
Cornholio.
Does he lick up the clean butthole? Poopy?
Ew.
That's a nasty one.
Lick it clean.
What is that called? A hot Carl? Oh, no. A hot Carl, I think, is when they put Saran wrap on your face over your mouth and they shit on the Saran wrap and
that's
it's
disgusting.
Just hot and hovering over your fucking mouth.
All body temp?
Yeah. Oh, like ha ha ha.
A 98.7 steamy shit?
No. I don't know what this one is. They're all hard to say. Formicophilia. No. Yeah. Formicophilia.
No. Yeah.
This is the sexual interest in being crawled upon or nibbled by insects such as ants or
ants.
What's the school for ants? Or other small creatures.
Is this a joke?
This paraphilia often involves the application of insects to the genitals, but other areas of the body may also be the focus.
Ew, imagine getting like a scorpion in your fucking pee-pee hole.
Like, didn't Eminem used to rap about how like the gays would put gerbils
in
each other's
ass
assholes
through a tube?
Yeah, they put it in a tube and then they put it in the asshole.
In your ass through a tube.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he let him scratch his way out of there?
No, I think that's what they like, is that the gerbil's freaking out
in the asshole.
Mm-hmm, it's like the unpredictable.
Wouldn't the gerbil just go up back up the tube and be like, that shit stank?
No, gerbils are kind of dumb, and I don't think they can turn around in the tube.
Oh, and they can't back it up because you're holding it upward. That's pretty fucking fucked up for the gerbil.
I mean, gerbils go through a lot of fucked up shit. People like buy mice, live mice, to feed them to snakes.
Yeah.
Ew, okay. My XXXX, the guy with the shoes.
Oh my God.
He had a snake, and he would buy the rats. And dude, he had to put them in a sock. He would put the rat in a sock and bang it on the ground.
To kill it?
To make it disabled. So
ew,
that,
that
when
is
it went
so
in the cage,
sad.
The snake could get it.
Don't you think the snake would want to chase?
No, the snake didn't. He was a lazy snake.
what I would do.
He would get freaked out, but he had to have his food live. They won't eat it unless it's alive.
I think I would, yeah, they want the chase. I think I would hold, have it in the sock, pop the edge of the sock into it, and shake the rat out.
No, because then it was too squirrely.
Yeah, and
then
the snake would love that.
No, he didn't like that.
Too much work.
Yes. And when the snake would eat it, and when the snake would eat it, dude, you could see the rat in the snake.
What the fuck?
Like, in its body. Okay. Catopatronophilia.
Catopatrano?
Catopatrano.
That sounds like something from Harry Potter.
Catopatrano! Catopatrano! I, like, disappear. This is when a person has an obsession with performing the act of sex self-pleasure in front of a mirror. They enjoy seeing... Oh, I'm one of these people. They enjoy seeing the reflection as they masturbate. It's the ultimate experience.
Wasn't there a song by, like, Buck Cherry? Or was it ICP in St. Compassion? And they were talking about, like, finger popping their asshole in front of the mirror?
Oh, I don't know. But what I do know is that I always have mirrors set up around my bed. Because I am one of those people who likes to see myself fuck.
Really? I don't want to see it. I don't want to see my fucking jelly belly.
Okay, well, that's what's fucked up, dude. Okay, so I used to fucking be really hot and thin. And then lately...
You still are hot and thin. Don't even tell our listeners that you've gained a pound.
I gained 1 pound. And it shows in my jelly belly. And no, in front of the mirror now... Like with my ex, we used to have snacks, and I would like catch a little glimpse and be like, oh my god, it's just gross.
Yeah, you ever like
killed it?
You ever like let them
me all hunched over? My jelly rolls are like all stuck together.
You're all fucking convulsing because you're in a hard position. Have you ever? Had your let your man film the fucking home video.
Ew, bro.
And then you look like a big disgusting moose whale. And then bro. If you were to film it with your angles, it's like this hot little number.
Yeah, dude. I get all the right angles. And he was like doing this upward zone and
you're
like,
doing the fucking the MySpace selfie angle.
Yeah, and he was not doing that. He was doing like the fucking
Right on your belly button.
Right on your belly button. Dude, it reminded me of like a Hispanic man. All oily.
Oh, heady.
Dude, with a taco.
His mouth, like, dripping down the fucking tummy.
Ooh, a like, chili killies.
Nasty as fuck.
A chili killies.
There's a really good taco truck down the street, by the way.
Agile? Matophilia.
Is it a soft G or is it a hard G?
You tell me. If there's an A after it.
If it's the second one, it's a hard G. Where did it go?
What'd you do, bitch?
I don't know. Which one were you on?
This one, I believe.
Agalmotophilia.
Let me read it.
Agalmota. Why do they have such weird scientific names?
This is when someone has sexual attractions to inanimate objects like dolls and mannequins. I mean, some mannequins are pretty hot.
They are.
Samantha was invented for the specific group. Samantha was invented for this specific group of people.
Samantha. Sounds promiscuous. Okay, but see, to me, that's not like an inanimate object. Like an inanimate object would be like a fake plant or something. If a fake plant gave you a hard willy.
Hard willy.
We got a problem.
We got some problem.
You know?
Damn, that's all the ones on this article.
Would you get turned on by a mannequin? I actually kind of like the idea of a fake man mannequin with a hard cocky just waiting for my fucking...
Would you, like, back it up onto the mannequin?
I would ride that shit all day.
That's like, I guess like that's how people have those blow-up dolls.
Yeah, exactly. I would love a blow-up doll with a dick.
We have this weird picture that popped up on the feed. Man baby. That's a fetish when
that's another weird
men
one.
Dress up as little babies.
Ew, and
shit.
They suck on the binky.
Super strange.
And they're like, come here, mommy, I want some milk.
Okay. I looked up a new one because we ran out on that one. There's only 5 on that article.
Mm-hmm.
Did we already do the macrophiliacs? Get off to giant things. With innovations in editing, there are films that decide massive individuals engaging in sexual acts with regular-sized folk. Like a giant.
I got really confused.
That doesn't mean some...
Oh, like an Amazonian.
Oh, it says that doesn't mean some Andre the Giant fan fiction. I'm talking Godzilla-sized dong. So maybe Andre the Giant fan fiction.
Okay, what's the next one?
Acterasty?
Acterasty?
They're all so hard to say. This one's arousal to the sun rays.
Could you imagine, like, going to a first date being like, I have act-arousy?
Mm-hmm. And being like, so we should definitely, if you don't want me to be extremely horny, we should do our date at night.
I suffer from act-arousy.
Arousal to the sun rays.
Ew, dude.
I'd be like, you're too horny for me.
I have a fucking hard on.
Like, you're too horny for me. He's dude. Like, maybe we should go to the beach.
It's a sunny day.
Dude, so you know that, like, there's places in the world that have, like, 18 hours sunlight, like Alaska and shit.
He'd be moving there.
Or they have 18 hours darkness. I don't know which one.
I think that, no, they have more sunlight.
Yeah.
It's like bright at 4 a.m.
No, and then there's darkness too. I think it does like this trippy thing where half the year it's really bright and there's no nighttime. And then the other half of the year it's all nighttime because people say they get depressed over there because it's too dark.
Oh, we'll have to Google that shit.
We will have to Google it.
I love Google.
Google. Okay. Agalmatophilia. Yeah. Arousal to statues. That was the mannequin one. We already went over that.
So statues and mannequins.
Do you think that when they go to like a fucking museum, bro, that they're all like bonerific?
Mm-hmm. Or what about the Statue of Liberty? That goes into the giant one as well.
The giant. Okay. Anastemophilia.
Anastemophilia. Okay, what does that one mean?
Arousal to a person of extreme stature, either a giant or a dwarf. Or we already did that.
Interesting. Oh, so big or small?
Big or small.
I know people like dwarfs. That's a whole other thing.
What do you mean?
Like small people?
Like not lawn gnomes.
No. Like actual small people of the world. That's a fetish.
I don't think they call them midgets anymore.
No, I guess not.
What's the politically correct term for that?
Little people.
Little person.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a whole thing about that. Like,
you know,
love...
I only clear the little person thing by 2 inches.
What do you mean?
Because it's 5 foot and below.
I thought it was 4.
4'9". Okay, so 3 inches.
No, I thought it was 4 feet.
You were
a little person.
It's 4'9".
Really?
Yeah, dude. You're considered a little person if you're 3 inches shorter than I.
I think my girlfriend Lizzie Poo is like a fucking...
Yeah, I think she's a legal little person.
But she's a sexy little person.
Oh, what was her episode? Giant clits and micro dicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the best. One. She's okay. Very short. She's
so if you guys haven't seen...
What a body.
Heard.
If I was as short as her, I'd be able to wear little heels all the time.
She is platforms. So hot. It's disgusting.
Smoking hot. You should have seen her at my freaking grand opening
dude,
party.
Dude, even when she's quote-unquote not hot, she still is so bonerific.
She was a toit little number at my grand opening party.
She's a toit little twat.
Toit little twat. You nasty.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting all like bonerific. Okay. Autogynephilia. Arousal to oneself, male only, in the form of a woman.
What does that mean?
Oh, shit. So that means when they dress up like a woman, they're attracted to themselves. Trip the fuck out.
So they're all into themselves when they're in drag?
So that doesn't make them gay, right? Or does it make him gay because they're attracted to technically a man?
Yeah, I guess they think that they're super fucking hot when they look like a chick. Chick version of themselves.
That's fucking crazy.
When they're dressed up as a woman.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I put that Snapchat man filter on me and I could masturbate to that.
The man? I think you look like a really hot man.
I'm a hot dude.
Remember that one selfie of you? I was like, oh my god, she looks like that guy I used to
meet up with. Like, oh my god, too.
I was like, Jesus.
My C-store.
Hottie.
Disgusting.
Hottie with a mustache.
Dude, that means Jade would date me if I was a dude.
Totally, because you're like dark and mysterious.
And nasty.
Fucking dark horse.
Dark horse.
Anywho.
Dark horse.
Auto plushophilia.
Oh, plush toys.
arousal to oneself dressed up as a giant cartoon-like stuffed animal. So that's the what do they call that? Furries.
Yeah.
Fluffies, furries.
Yeah. Okay, if you were a flurry.
McFlurry?
Which one would you be?
Fucking Eminem. McFlurry?
No.
Oh, you meant a furry?
Yeah.
An animal?
Yeah.
I would be fucking the big blue guy from Monsters, Inc. What's his name? Sully.
Sully. Okay.
It's pretty masculine of me.
The big blue guy. He's a fucking bulldozer.
And I would be doing all the fucking.
She's like, you would bend over and
what
I would
What would you be? What would you be?
I'd probably pick a little pink thing.
You could be the little green one.
I'm not going to be Mike with one eye. He's got those creepy little legs. With his creepy little legs and his arms and the big one eye.
You got me crying. Oh my god, it's been a minute since I've cried on the podcast.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Jesus.
Stupid.
Okay, chasmophilia.
Addicted to chas.
Arousal to.
Was it
caverns,
chad?
Crevices, and valleys.
Crevices. Love that word.
I hate that word. Reminds me of crust. So that they're jamming their dick in a little tiny hole, basically.
Do you think crevices are crispy?
I think they're dusty and there's spiders in there, that's for sure.
Okay, when I say the word crevice, what immediately comes to your mind?
Crevice?
Yeah, I think like of a fat roll.
On the body. Uh-huh. I'm thinking like wall outside.
Ew, there's no such thing as a crevice on a wall.
Creepy crevice.
Creepy crevice.
Then a fucking little fucking one of those fucking lizards would crawl out of.
A lizard.
A lizard. Slither in your garden, snake.
Slither.
Climactophilia. Arousal to falling downstairs. Toss
Ew.
Me down the stairs and then they want to fuck.
Ew. So
and you're all beat up and
so
hurt.
They're like, babe, push me down the stairs real quick and then meet me at the bottom and suck thy dock.
Here's another one.
Suck of thy penis.
Ephebophilia, arousal to older adolescents, approximately 15 to 19.
Older, I don't know. Ew, so like a pedophile?
Yep, definitely. But they're over 18 if
He's
they're between
like, well,
18 and 19.
I'm a pedophile, but not of the 7-year-olds, like
Ew.
Of the 15s.
That's fucked up.
It's, yeah.
Okay, here's a good one. That
well, remember I told you about the guy who finger boobied me? I was 15. No, I was younger than that. Finger boobied.
I was like, can you define finger boobying? Please. Exhibitionism. Arousal to displaying one's sexual organs in public.
Oh, so like a flasher? So they walk around, they're like, let me flash my penis.
I guess so,
and
yeah.
And then get it soaked off.
Like a fucking flasher.
Do you think they go and beat it in their car after they fucking flash someone?
Definitely. Or I think they start beating it while they're flashing them. That's
ew.
What the flashers do.
Remember?
Hey,
ew.
Honey, look at this dick. Remember the mall cop?
Yeah. Wait, and then he beats it? No.
I think he starts jacking it in front
ew.
Of the girl.
So one
and that's
time,
she's crying about it.
One time I was working late at my old salon, and this guy comes up, and it was all glass, and he just had a bottle of lotion. And I was just waiting for his dick to come out and start fucking playing
after
with
school
it.
Or something?
After school?
Class.
No, it was in my old salon, bro. Like, literally, it was late at night. It was like 9 o'clock. It was dark out. I had a client with me. We were doing her hair. And he comes up and he's just staring through
out of the
glass.
Bathroom? Oh, he's outside.
Outside. He was like a homeless man.
Oh, and he had his lotion.
And he had a
sick
bottle
fucker.
Of lotion. And I was like, oh my God, is he going to whip his dick out?
Start
you know?
Fucking... Fapping it?
And start fapping it. Okay. Fetishism. Arousal to objects that have been in physical contact with a desired person. So that would be like buying
Whoa.
Someone's dildo.
Or their like dirty panties. Or yeah, their dildo.
Would you ever sell your panties? And do you think that's cheating?
We talk about this all the time, me and my man.
Spency.
I would love to sell my stinky panties. I'll even take them on a nice long walk for you.
Dude, I would be so, like, if I could find the market for that, my panties stink up within, like,
5 hours, bro.
Yeah.
I could run through hella panties throughout the day.
I'll fucking run a marathon in those panties and ship them immediately.
Dude.
Taxes and fees included.
Taxes and fees included.
Teal and I would both love to do that. So if anyone out there,
yeah, if you guys are freaky and you want our dirty panties, mine smell.
We tried the
foot
fetish thing. It was a lot because
it was hard.
It's just if you're demanding,
dude,
it's not going to happen.
So I'm down to do the foot fetish thing, like the foot feet photos.
If they just want to look at the bottom of my feet for 30 minutes, that's fine.
Well, dude, and it's different when they're like, ooh, anything goes. But when they start being like,
do this.
Yeah.
Be upside down in the back
bend. Find a pink feather and put it in between your middle and big toe.
Write on a piece of paper that I'm, you know, more into this than you are.
I used to have to write on paper, like, I have ticklish feet. Dude, I did a whole acting, like, reenactment.
It's honestly, it's too much.
This guy had to break into my house with a ski mask on and tickle my feet, and I had to hold a photo that was like,
that's where it just becomes full on, like, actress porn. That should be like, you should get like $300 for that one video.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's way too much work, especially if you send it and then they're like, it wasn't quite that.
They're like, yeah, that was cool, but I didn't see the entire bottom of your whole foot for the entire duration of
the
video.
So refilm the entire thing.
Can you refilm it from a different angle?
And then it won't be genuine.
It's like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, it's a lot better when they're like, not picky, they just want to see your feet, and you get to throw in and decide if you want to have a pink bra on in the background or whatever.
Dude, honestly,
but
I was wearing a t-shirt, homeboy, and fucking shorts.
That's fine.
It was great. That was the only
good
part.
I'll spread my toes for you.
Just like I'll put butter on them?
I'll get real close.
Okay, formicophilia. Formicophilia.
What's that one?
Arousal to insects.
We saw that one already. The insects being poured on your genitals or whatever.
Okay. Frotoerysium. Arousal to touching a stranger surreptitiously in a crowded place.
Oh.
Surreptitiously. I've never
I guess
that
would
that
mean
one.
Like sexually mm-hmm. touch somebody in public that you don't know.
I used
know.
To do that. I used to always. Oh.
Like rub a stranger's cock.
Oh, stranger danger.
Rub
oh, okay.
a stranger's cock through no. over his pants
never
in like
that.
A concert.
Ew,
very
hot.
Sexy.
That's kind of hot.
Ew, hot.
Ew, hot. I used to have this thing where whoever I was dating, if they had basketball shorts on, I would grab their dick in a public place because basketball shorts, you can see a chub. And they'd be like, "Teal, stop.
Stop it right now.
Stop it, Mita.
Mita.
Stop it." Oh my God. Mita, okay. Hi. Ooh, here's a trippy one. Gerontophilia.
What's that?
Arousal to the elderly.
Oh.
So that's not if you're just interested in a sugar daddy. Like, you literally get a hard-on because they're saggy balls.
No.
And they're old skin.
I was thinking, like, mom's not old, but she gets a lot of that. All these young men are after her.
Dude, whenever me and mom go out, I can't tell if the guys are hitting on me or her.
She picks up, like, 34-year-olds all day.
Dude, she picks up 24-year-olds all day. Where I'm like sitting there going, yeah, he's too young. She's like, he's just right.
Oh, yeah. Pool boy status.
Pool boy. Okay. Hebephilia. Hebephilia. Arousal to pubescent age children, 11 to 14.
Ew.
Gross.
That's sick as fuck, bro.
It's called hebephilia.
Yeah,
it's like,
it gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's like, you're a fucking pedophile. Okay, here's the one. Here it is. I've had this happen. Kinesmolagnia. Kinesmolagnia. Hmm. Arousal to being tickled. Not that I personally have gotten a fucking lady boner.
But people like to see that.
Yeah, but dude, and then they wanted me to hold a sign that said, I have ticklish feet.
Tickle me, daddy.
I'm like, you're fucking funny, man. Okay, lithophilia, arousal to stone and gravel.
What?
So what, you think when they're walking on, like, bare feet, they're just like, bing.
Or, like, I would picture, like, a guy would fill up a little bowl full of rocks and then fuck it. You know?
Set his balls on there. Oh, ew, definitely. Dude, that would hurt. A bowl of rocks?
Slush them around.
You're going to fuck some rocks.
I mean, whatever gets your rocks off.
Hey. Hey,
ba-dum, bum, ching.
Okay, side note. I have a really funny story about a jelly donut.
Jelly donut?
About a jelly donut.
Spit it out.
So, this girl I work with started having sex with this guy, brand new. They only had sex one time. And the next day he calls her and he's like, hey, I'm in the area. Like, can I come over? I have to, this is really awkward. But I'm worried about something. I need to share it with you.
Oh my God, she gave him an STD.
That's what she thinks, right? So she's sitting over here sweating bullets, right? Homeboy comes over. He pulls down his pants. He had a huge jelly donut sized ring around the tip of his dick.
Nuh-uh.
The head of the cock.
No, the mushroom head. Strawberry part?
Right after it mushrooms out and it becomes a stem, right there, right before the stem action.
Dude. She told you all about this?
Bro, told me all about it, like as if I could see it in my own mind, okay?
As if you were actually there.
As if I was fucking there, bro. And things all swollen and shit. And so he's like, so they start calling all these places and they're like, well, let's go to a clinic.
We both gotta get tested,
let's go get some STD tests, you know?
Jesus.
Make sure my shit's all clear. So they go, like, walk over there. She's, like, frantically pacing out inside, you know, like, I hope it's not chlamydia, the clap, fucking whatever. He comes out, and he said that the doctor, right when he pulled his dick out, started laughing. And he's, like, looking at the doctor, he's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, dude.
And the doctor's like, did you have sex with someone new? And homeboy's like, yeah, like, that's why I'm here. I think this is an STD.
Right.
And the doctor's like, no, dude. He's like, her pussy was too tight. And that's a swollen dick.
Wow. Lucky girl.
Dude, I've never heard of anything like that in
my life.
She must
be practicing her Kegels.
I guess Kegels are a must, dude.
We gotta start doing our Kegels.
I do. I actually do Kegels just throughout the day. I don't mean to.
Jelly donut some boys.
You know what I try to do? I try to suck it in and do the Kegel. So you vacuum your... Because, you know, vacuuming... Like, if you don't want to work out, you can just suck in your stomach and hold it there, and it's a workout.
Yeah, that's what they say, that it strengthens your abs. You should always be...
I do it all the time.
...flexing your abs. So you should always be flexing your vag, too.
Yeah, flex the vag and flex the abs.
Such an uncomfortable state of mind.
Vag check.
I'm doing it all right now.
I'm doing it all right... Everyone
so
do it.
Uncomfortable.
Everyone do it. If you're a listener and you have a vagina, do it.
Suck in your vagina and your belly.
Suck in your vagina, Bob.
Suck in your butthole and your vagina to meet up with your inner belly button.
When you suck in your vagina, does your butthole just automatically do it too?
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
I think it's more butthole than it is vagina. I think butthole first, vagina follows.
Hey, what do you think about us having like a G-spot in our butthole?
Like supposedly men do?
No, everybody does. Every human has a G-spot in their butthole.
Yeah, I think that's why some people think shitting is great and that it feels good.
Like the release.
Mm-hmm. So I think that people who love to shit would love anal if they gave it a try.
Do you think that the people who love to shit, like, get turned on
shitting
while they're shitting?
No, I think they're just like, oh, it felt so good. But they don't think about that it goes hand in hand and that they would love anal.
Do you think that the poop is sliding on the G-spot? Like,
Ew, that's enough. You fucking poopphilia.
Okay, masochism. Arousal to experiencing physical and psychological pain.
Masochism. I actually know that one. Masochism.
I've heard of that.
Masochism. Yeah. Masochism. When they're into pain, like the guys who hang from the trees with fucking
the
metal
trees.
Things in their back and
Why
shit.
Do they call men that are women fucking haters a masochist then?
I don't think they do.
They do. That's a nasty word to call a man, like, oh, he's such a masochist.
Tell your Siri to define it really quick right now.
Define masochist.
Well, masochist means a person who derives sexual gratification from their own pain or humiliation.
Okay, wait. Define masochist. Wait, that is what I just said.
Masochist means a person who derives sexual gratification from their own pain or humiliation.
Interesting.
Okay, so I don't know why they call men that.
I'm not using the right word.
A masochist is a man who likes to feel pain. And it's sexual for him.
So that's like goes along with like punching him in the face during sex, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Melissophilia, arousal to bees and wasps.
Fuck that. Keep going. I'm sick of the insect ones.
Oh, I got it. This is a tight one.
Toit.
Nasolingus, arousal to sucking on a person's nose.
No. Nose.
Nose way.
Do you think they like when they get a little drippage? Nose drippage?
Ew, you think that they want the boogie?
Or do you think they're stuck on the bottom half or the top, like the snout?
No, I think it's the ball.
The bottom.
The ball with the holes.
Oh, you think they're licking up there?
Do you think that they put their tongue in there?
I once had a chihuahua do that to me. He licked me in the brains. Fucking freaked me out. I was laying on the ground. The chihuahua comes up and just...
Okay, this necrophilia, arousal to corpses.
Heard that a bunch.
I've heard that a lot.
I've been waiting for that one to come up.
That must be for men, because I don't think a guy's dick could get hard if he's dead.
No, I've heard that women try to ride a fucking corpse dick.
Is it... Well, was it a hot guy? Is that why? They're like, gotta fucking, can't let this dead body go to waste.
I don't know. Maybe it starts with like a desperation because they're not getting fucked. No one will fuck them. Mm. Like an ugly creature or something. Mm. And then they go and have to start. I don't know, it's usually people who work in the morgue.
Yeah, I know. I've actually always wanted to work in a morgue.
That's fucked. I would hate that. It's so spooky. Can you imagine all the ghosts and spirits and feelings in there?
That's why I want to go in there.
You'd be talking to them.
I want
you think
to talk
you'd
to
be
them.
A vessel and they'd be passing through you?
No. I would like to do the hair and makeup for dead bodies.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
You
what
come
would you
in.
Think I meant?
I thought you meant you want to work the night shift.
No.
Watch over the dead bodies. Wait
no,
for more to get
I'm
dropped
not
off.
Go in there and like watch them be cut up and shit.
They don't do that to morgue at the morgue.
Yeah, they do.
They don't just cut up the dead bodies.
Yeah, they do.
They're stored in those fucking things until they're
yeah.
Funeral,
why do you
right?
think they're stored in there?
They're freezing them and shit.
Yeah, because they have to do an autopsy, bro. So they cut
they
your
do the
chest.
Autopsy at the morgue?
Yeah, they cut your chest into a V, and then they cut straight down into your belly button, and then they fucking open your flaps up like a fucking triangle.
I think that they're doing the autopsy in like a blood spatter analyst section of the...
Is autopsies done at a morgue? I guarantee it is, bro. The autopsies are usually done in a hospital where they died for legal investigation.
Boom.
Coroners and medical examiners record the deaths. Duh.
She reads it all quiet because she's wrong.
Duh. Oh my god, I hate being wrong.
I told you, dude. The morgue is where they just store the bodies and they, I think they put them, they like, they do the embalming thing so that they can make them beautiful and then the people who do the makeup come in, get them gorgeous for the... funeral.
That's sad because, like, your family has to give them a photo of what you looked like alive to be like, this is how she did her hair and makeup. Can you do it like that?
Aww.
So, this is the other thing.
Ooh, we're professionals. Would you want to do mine?
So, this, yeah, that's what I was kind of like thinking about. Yeah, I would definitely do yours and mom's. This is the weird thing. If I died right now, and, like, I had all these weird trippy braids in my hair and all this fucked up shit going
would
on.
Do you want us to take it out?
That's what
put
I was wondering.
Put the Chloe wig on you.
What would you guys do?
We'd probably put the Chloe wig on you.
Yeah.
Because you love Chloe, the wig. And I would do your makeup the way I like to see you. Very natural, gorgeous, beautiful, with a perfect wing liner.
Would you get... Well, my eyes would be closed, you know that.
Well, yeah, I'd probably give you a full set of lashes. I don't know. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to see your body. I'd be fucking dying.
I know. It'd be so weird to see.
Because you want to be buried, right?
Yeah.
Me too. I love the idea of bones.
Me too.
In like a satin fucking...
I love the idea of like my box. Body staying around.
Do you want to be buried in a specific area?
I'm not picky.
I want to be buried next to Grandma Margot. Up there with them in Monterey.
I could go there. I could get down with that.
Our girlfriend, by the way, who's in our trippy spiritual episode... what is it called? Open Your Third Eye. She has just come out with a end-of-life planner that anybody can start planning their wishes in written form and passwords and things so that their family can get into their accounts and have that money so it doesn't go to the government and
yeah,
shit.
That's great. Oh, you guys would get so much money. I'm so rich right now.
Oh, I'd love it.
Fuck!
I'm fucking with you. And then... Yeah, but you can get an end-of-life planner, and I was going to get one for me, you, and mom, so we can all write our wishes, so that way if something ever does happen, you do get your end-of-life wishes. You know, instead of people just thinking, I don't know, she likes the beach, I guess let's just cremate her and
mom
sprinkle her in the water.
Mom wants to be cremated.
Why?
I don't know. I hate the idea of being burned.
Yeah.
I'm all burned alive. Yeah. I mean, I know you're dead, but I don't want to be burned.
My honey wants to do that. He wants to be cremated, and he's a Jew.
Dude, there isn't... And he's a Jew.
I'm like, you're going to be burned. You're a Jew.
Okay,
you
babe.
Should be buried.
There is another fucking fetish on here, and I didn't realize that this was a fetish that I have until right now.
What the fuck?
Partialism. Arousal to a body part other than reproductive organs, e.g. calves.
What's
like,
that?
Like your calves.
Oh, you're attracted to calves?
No, that's what this is. That's the example.
Oh, what are you attracted to?
Teeth.
On other people.
Mm-hmm. If they have nice teeth, I immediately get a lady boner.
I don't think that that's a fetish.
No, it turns me on.
Hmm.
It's a turn on.
So an ugly guy with great teeth, you could be at a bar and be getting turned on.
I'd be like,
watching
oh my God,
look at
his teeth.
I don't know about that. I think it's just something that you immediately go for in a guy.
No, because a lot of the last two guys I've dated have not had that great of teeth. All right.
So you could be watching them talk and be like,
mm-hmm.
Just doing it for you.
Yeah. Like that one guy who got his teeth fixed. He had Kentucky teeth.
Mm, that's Kentucky what we should teeth. Call him. Kentucky teeth.
Kentucky teeth.
That's so fucked up.
Well, no, when I first met him, his homies were like, oh, he has summer teeth.
Oh my God.
I was like, what's summer teeth? He's like, some are there and some aren't.
Stop. Wait, this one's called podophilia, which is arousal to feet.
Pot, huh? I thought it was pedophilia. Oh, no, that's...
No.
Pedo.
Peto. There's an arousal to stuttering. There's all kinds in here. There's an arousal to being cold and watching others who are cold. Arousal to being tickled by feathers.
Like, I like
arousal
to
pubic hair. Arousal to buttocks.
Pubic hair.
All men have that one. Arousal to buttocks.
Have you ever had a guy request that you grow out your pubic hair?
No, God, no. I know you got paid for the bush one time.
I got paid for the bush one time.
I was like, dude, you're banking on the bush.
I'm banking on the bush.
That's a weird one.
And then it was funny because I was seeing this other guy and I just had to kind of like lie to him because like I couldn't tell him that I was getting paid to grow my bush.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's some weird shit. But obviously he had, you know.
Bush money.
Arousal to females' garments touching
bank.
The male's skin.
Female garments touching male skin?
Mm-hmm. So like the panties and the... Yeah, all of the lingerie rubbing up on the man.
Okay, but they're not wearing it.
No.
He just wants to be touched with it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal.
What if you put your dirty sock in his
arousal
mouth?
Arousal to urine or urinating others. Urophilia.
Dude, I used to have this one homegirl. We'd be out at a club, and she'd take her panties off, and she'd put it in the guy's pocket.
This one's weird. What? One time.
In the club.
When I was young, I was hooking up with this guy. It's pretty fucked up. I very well knew he had a girlfriend and we both had like, didn't like each other, me and her. We would have words all the time and we were both going for the same guy. So I purposely would leave my panties in his car all the time in a spot where she would find them.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm so fucked. And I would make sure that they were fresh and they smelled like perfume just in case.
Just in case.
Arousal to eating another person's body parts.
Eating.
Eating.
Yeah, but you can't really fully eat another person's body part.
Arousal to spying on others for sexual gratification.
Oh, I used to hear my neighbors have sex, and I remember one time they would just do it all the time, you know? So one time I did masturbate to it, and I told a guy about that, and he was like, that's fucked up. And I was like, why? You watch fucking people on porn, like it's real porn.
Yeah.
Like it's actually live. He's like, no, you're masturbating to your neighbors, you're weird. Weird.
I was like, well, when you put it like that,
you're like, well, it's not like I'm ever gonna like go ask them to go to dinner with me or something.
Well, I didn't even know who they were. I just knew that it was like window three up to the left, and they would bang.
I think mom said that neighbor above her would fuck a bunch of chicks, and she would be like, sounds kind of nice. Play with herself.
She's like, might as well go try that out.
Yeah,
seems like everyone's.
They ended up hating each other. Remember.
Yeah, well, they did
she
fuck.
She fucked up his sex.
And they did fuck.
Oh, did they?
I think that's why she fucked it up. She won't admit it.
She's jealous.
She's so jealous.
Mom, you're jealous.
Mom, you're jealous.
We love you, but you're jealous.
My mom is our number one fan. She listens to every single episode, so I know she's going to hear this.
She was pissed when an episode didn't come out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck?
She's like, where the fuck were you guys? You know, an episode didn't drop.
Yeah. She's like,
she's got the lingo down and everything.
Yeah, dude. She's so funny, bro.
She's a podcaster now.
She's a podcaster. She's like, okay, when am I coming back on?
I'm honestly loving, like, so many people out there nowadays are starting their podcasts, and I'm here for it. Like, fuck yeah. I've always wanted to have a radio show. I get to have one with my fucking sister.
You know what I love about this life?
Hmm.
Okay, like, we have an episode that's going to be coming up with Chantal Danielle. And she states that, like, she thinks we're in a simulation. The only thing that, like, I don't really fully agree with that, but what I do really admire about that concept is that, like, you know when you're a kid and everyone's like, oh, you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want. I think as an adult, you're, like, trained to forget that. You're trained to lose that. Mm-hmm. And, like, this podcast for us, we get to be what we want.
Yeah.
Dude, it's sick.
We get to have a great time.
It's sick. Shit. And then it makes me feel really, it makes me feel really cool. It makes me feel really, like, good about other things in life because I'm like, you can do anything. Like, this is for all the fucking listeners. You can do anything.
That you put your heart to.
No, yeah.
In your mind.
But no, anything that you want, dude, you can have it. Like, it's going to take a little work. And you know what? This podcast, we've had this podcast for nearly a year now.
I know. We're coming up on a year. We should do something fun for our year. We should have a party.
I'm going to have I would love to have a huge party. Oh, we should do it right there at that place. Remember how he was saying,
yes.
Good boy? He was like, yes. Oh, they should throw a party there. We should throw a huge party. Every single person who's ever been on the podcast is invited. And all of our listeners, you guys are all invited too.
That would be so fun.
We want to do a huge party. So stay tuned. We're going to do that for
we'll
you guys.
We'll start planning that.
We're going to start planning that.
Manifesting.
I'm going to manifest that.
We're
going to
look
great.
Up the exact date we started the party. We should do on the exact same.
We started a party.
I mean, started the podcast.
We started a party.
Started a party. Started the podcast. And we should do it like that weekend.
I'm super down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's September is coming up.
Stop it. It's right now. We got to get the word out.
All
right.
Well,
we'll look into that today.
All right, guys.
And just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. All right. Thank
you
so much.
Have a great day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.